yesterday.
Well, let's see. What do you think on this writing up? I guess so.
I think he's in town.
I don't want it leaked, and he's the biggest sale in town. I've got to bear those two things in mind. Let me ask Jack. Jack, would you, we got a super secret meeting. Would you have the vice president?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll go on and try it.
All right, sir. Right.
But now I just...
I'll talk to myself and tell
him. I know he says his staff's all right, but I know better.
Yeah.
I know. It's just as trustworthy as Jack Bell of the Associated Press.
Jesus.
And I think you better tell him if he can come without any of his staff knowing it,
yeah.
You would like for him to drop over to visit the president on a meeting, but we do not want anybody else to know it because he sees more reporters today than he sees congressmen. And, and we just can't have this one.
While we're on that topic, a letter came in from Prime Minister Quat today inviting the vice president to visit Saigon. They've very properly asked what our judgment is.
Yeah. Our judgment is absolutely no, period, beyond the 3-mile limit of our boundaries.
I hear you.
And I've made it clear to Rusk 40 times and you 21.
I know it. I just pass them up.
Well, you don't need to do that anymore. You
all
just
right.
Say, well, tell there's nobody going to be going anywhere to funerals.
When the Congress adjourns, can I ask you
to appeal? To funerals or anything else. And when we want either the president or the vice president, anybody else to go, we'll notify you.
I heard.
And you can tell anybody else that's asking in the general area so that we don't get any promotion stunts because it's very irritable to me.
Right.
Okay.